This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Well, good morning. It's 5:30 in the morning. Time for Dawnbreakers Breakdown. That's Moggy over there.
That's Henry over there.
And we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So here we go.
Said I
flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord, can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed of once in a lullaby. Someday I'll reach a porn star, wake up with the clouds far behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I?
sky that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me that jazz. Penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaved even every door and voted for Eisenhower, called Lincoln one war. Sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on a Sunday and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaved even every door and go to Eisenhower, called Lincoln won the war. Well, my grandma was a teacher. She went to school in Bowling Green. Traded in a milking cow for a sewing machine. I wish she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud. She used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaved even every door and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
Thank you. I was hunting upstate New York, and I shot a moose, and I strap him onto the fender of my car, and I'm driving home along the West Side Highway. But what I didn't realize was that the bullet did not penetrate the moose. It just creased his scalp, knocking him unconscious. And I'm driving through the Holland Tunnel, and the moose woke up. So I'm driving with a live moose on my fender, and the moose is signaling for a turn, you know? And there's a law in New York State against driving with a conscious moose on your fender Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I'm very panicky. And then it hits me. Some friends of mine are having a costume party. I'll go. I'll take the moose. I'll ditch him at the party. It wouldn't be my responsibility. So I drive up to the party, and I knock on the door. The moose is next to me. My host comes to the door. I say, hello. You know the Solomons. We end up. The moose mingles. Did very well. Scored. Some guy was trying to sell him insurance for an hour and a half. 12 o'clock comes. They give out prizes for the best costume of the night. First prize goes to the Berkowitzes, a married couple dressed as a moose. The moose comes in second. The moose is furious. He and the Berkowitzes lock antlers in the living room. They knock each other unconscious. Now I figure here's my chance. I grab the moose, strap him to my fender, and shoot back to the woods. But I got the Berkowitzes. So I'm driving along with two Jewish people on my fender. There's a law in New York State Tuesdays, Thursdays, and especially Saturday. The following morning, the Berkowitzes wake up in the woods in a moose suit. Mr. Berkowitz is shot, stuffed, and mounted at the New York Athletic Club. And the joke is on them because it's restricted.
That was Pete Seeger with Russian folk themes and yell. Before that, we heard Woody.
Yodel.
Yodel.
It was not a yell. It was a yodel. That's how you cleared your throat before Starbucks.
I know it says yodel.
Oh.
All right. And then before Woody Allen, that was the moose. Anything clever to say about that?
Can you say anything clever about that?
And Gary Davis, I belong to the Lord. I belong to the band. Hallelujah. Sons of the Pioneers did Kill a Cycle Stomp. John Prine, he did Grandpa Was a Carpenter. Jelly Roll Morton, Dr. Jazz. And we heard Burn Nix with Low Barometer. And Jerry Lee Lewis, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And Mr. Fox did Mr. Fox.
Yeah, that was a band that was Bob Pegg, who was later with the Fairport Convention. That was his first band. This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, and 91.9 in the Gorge and 100.7 way down in the Willamette Valley. Dawn Breakers Breakdown, Moggy and Henry, and we'll be here until 7 a.m., at which time the news comes on. And we saw...
Chuck Pyle
last night just made us think of things mountainous. So we thought we'd play a couple of mountain things here.
Fall. that you gave me and so I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall.
Hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride. Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, 'cause here we go. Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you're gonna kill us. Just make one mistake, and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You want to hit second? Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear. And then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide. His lip was curled and his leg was fried. And his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and round and round and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Old Creek Pass way up on the crazy side. Trucking on down the other side.
Nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Grandpa's on the front lawn staring at a rake, wondering if his marriage was a terrible mistake. I'm sitting on the front steps drinking Orange Crush, wondering if it's possible for me to still blush, uh-huh. Oh yeah. A boy on a bike with corduroy slacks sleeps in the river by the railroad tracks, waits for the whistle on the train to scream so he could close his eyes and begin to dream, uh-huh. Of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo. Nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Memphis. Watch spin slowly around with his mind on a bus that goes all over town, looking at the babies in the factories, listening to the music of Mr. Squeeze. As if by magic or remote control, he finds a piece of a puzzle that he missed in his soul, uh-huh. Oh yeah. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo. Nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Had a man
the Big Apple and got a little sticky. Esmeralda and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, they humped each other like they had no shame. They paused as they posed for a Polaroid photo. She whispered in his ear, exactly Odo. Quasimodo. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
My true love say, Cornwall night and sleep next day. Bras and the bow, give the fiddler a dram. Dance till we see that sun again. Harken on, music in the West Virginia sun. The fiddler is an old man, the banjo player's young. The crowd that gathers listens close to each dancing tune. Till the sun bows and balances with the West moon. Thought I heard my true love say, Cornwall night and sleep next day. Cross the bow, give the fiddler a dram. Dance till we see that sun again. sparkling blue. Played her old guitar like a country star and a little on the banjo too. A music-loving mountain woman dancing with the day. That fiddler took the tempo up just to watch her body sway. Thought I heard my true love say, pour it all night and sleep next day. Draws in the bowl, give the fiddler a dram. Dance till we see that sun again. From the start, he called her with his music. She answered with her heart. Ring out hills and hollers when the moon shines bright. Love is the song of the West Virginia night. Thought I heard my true love say, pour it all night, sleep next day. Cross the boat, give the fiddler a dram. Dance till we see that sun again.
That was Lorraine Lee, Parking Lot Music, West Virginia.
That sounds like West Wind, doesn't it? Sort of.
Before that, Laura Smith and Steve Palazzo did Lover's Waltz. And we heard John Prine, Sins of Mephisto. Youngbloods, Sugar Babe. And we heard C.W. McCall, Wolf Creek Pass. And Jim Martin did the Sunny Side of the Mountain.
Jimmy Martin.
That's what I said. I said
Jim Martin.
Oh, well,
the
sorry.
Late Jimmy Martin did. Anyway, this is KBOO. This is Dawn Breakers Breakdown. We'll be here till 7, at which time the news comes on. And we got some little housekeeping announcements, and then we'll be back to the music. Stay tuned.
Join us this Friday at 6 p.m. for Bread and Roses, the power of the princess.
Join us as we discuss the princess icon and its power to captivate the imaginations of girls across generations, shaping perceptions of self, womanhood, and destiny. Now a billion-dollar business, what messages are passed down?
We'll also take a humorous and analytical look at this country's own princess icon, Miss America.
That's this Friday at 6 p.m. on KBOO.
I want to be princess.
Hey, that's my crown.
No, it's mine.
Small town talk.
know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they'd like to do. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. They'll try and do it every time. You can't believe in everything you hear, and only half for what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, darling, believe in me. That's small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You might never know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, they'll tell a lot of lies. Make some people crazy. They'll never realize that they're sinking. We're only two folks trying to live together, trying to make it work. Who are we to judge another? That could cause a lot of
Jesus, but on a path to the your yore ki amrit ka te ke paas se de dalan paan naniya apen bhi gi more te to vidai e net tu de ke koi bhi ma che ki manam ne ba kala me za a bella ko poi te te ki mare tonge ke paas se de dalan paan naniya
That was D.L. Menard, The Back Door. And what was it we heard before that? Small Talk. Small Town Talk. Paul Butterfield's Better Day. That was Jeff Muldaur we heard there in the vocals. We got a little bit of calendar here this weekend. First thing tonight, we've got the Tall Boots CD release party. That's Susie Spencer Marshall is going to be at the Community Cultivation Center. The what is that concert series started called? August
Music
Moon.
Music
at the Moon. That's right. And that's at 111 West 39th Street, Vancouver, Washington. That should be a real good show. Henry, you want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, that's Susie is the Spencer in her name is the Spencers, a couple of whom were the founders of the Sons of the Pioneers, and the family has been going back through their archives and looking for lost songs. They recorded songs in Hollywood and that were licensed to the Hollywood publishing companies, and then when the songs weren't used in the movies, they reverted to the publishing company, so the family has been trying to collect these songs over the years, even just to hear them. Anyway, she's done a lot of that. She and some of the other children and grandchildren of the Sons of the Pioneers, and she's going to be doing a show tonight with Doc Stein, Busboy, Andy Emmert. She's got good people there. That's a great CD. You can drop the needle anywhere, and it's a wonderful cut. So the CD's called Tall Boots. So is the concert. That's the CD release party, and it starts at, I think, 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Well, that's right. And then also tonight, unfortunately, both things happen the same night, Sharon Moore's Hayloft concert series will feature the Kitchen Band, Betsy Branch, George Pink, Fred Nussbaum, Ted Silverstein. Mary Flower will be there doing the blues, and that will be at 5304 Center Street Northeast, Salem. You can contact Sharon Moore shoreshaaronmoore at comcast.net. Let's see. Tomorrow morning, join Henry and Uncle Sam and John for Swinging Country right here from 6 till 9 a.m. Henry and Moggy will be playing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., 10 till 1, at Yola's Coffee, 65th and Southeast Foster. Lorna Miller, you can catch her down at Mississippi Pizza for the Little Kids Jamboree from 4 until 5 p.m. This is a great little show if you've got kids, and that'll be at 3552 North Mississippi at 4. And then Henry and Moggy will be at Starry Rose on Sunday, 24th in Northeast Alberta from 10 until noon. Bobby Bear, that will be May 17th on Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. will be at the, that'll be Bobby Bear Jr. and Sr. at the Doug Fir Lounge, Southeast 9th and Burnside. Let's see, we'll be seeing Robbie Folks and Danny Barnes May 18th at 7:30 at Mississippi Studios. And the Portland Folklore Society's Third Friday Concert Series closes on May 19th, 7:30, with Orville Johnson, Mary Flowers. That'll be at Friends Meeting House, Southeast 44th and Southeast Stark. Miss Kitty's Parlor is having the last show of the season. That'll be at 7 o'clock on May 20th. Let's see. That's about it for right now, I think, but be sure and catch that Tall Boots CD release party.
And speaking of Tall Boots, we're going to play that. We have a short housekeeping announcement, and then we're going to go into a cut, the Tall Boots cut. And once again, that's going to be at 7:30 up in Vancouver at the Community Cultivation Center. That's 111. What is that? What's the 111 what?
Excuse me, 111 West 39th Street in Vancouver.
Okay. Anyway, and you just take the exit off the freeway, bear left, and you're there. A couple of stoplights, and you're right there. Anyway, here's our announcement, and then back to the music. Stay tuned.
Live in the studio, Monday, May 15th, on the K-Boo Food Show. An interview with Eric Schlosser, author of Fast Food Nation. Tune in to hear about his new book, Chew on This, and you decide if it's too much to digest. That's 10 a.m., Monday, May 15th, on the K-Boo Food Show. See you there.
Drift by. country, what a nice girl. Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Babies, Nashville cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on the Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky high. Then the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in
All right, that was nice. That was the Crumb Family live in Hamburg, Germany, 2003, St. James Infirmary. Before that, we heard George Strait, All My Exes Live in Texas.
That goes out to all my ex-wives.
Oh, yes. Katie Lang, Angel with the Lariat. And before that, we heard Nashville Cats, Lovin' Spoonful. That was our Mother's Day song. And Sierra Nevada, Susie Spencer Marshall. And she'll be playing tonight, of course, at the August Moon.
We're gonna try and squeeze a couple more in here. We're gonna play a Sons of the Pioneers, which you'll be hearing more of that from Susie and the gang up at Vancouver this tonight, 7:30. And if we got time, we'll do what's his name? Forgot what his name is. Well, anyway, the Jazz Pharaohs. Stanley Smith, that's what his name is, Jazz Pharaohs. Anyway, first Sons of the Pioneers, next Jazz Pharaohs. This was Moggy and Henry on Dawn Breakers Breakdown. We'll see you Friday after next, and stay tuned next Friday for Lark in the Morning with Kurt Liebesite. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the news at 7 a.m.
Was a cactus tree and a prairie dog playing there. I watched a prairie dog feed on a tumbleweed. That's his home away out there. The sinking sun make the cold shadows run out across that barren plain. Then I hummed a tune to the rising moon. He gets lonesome way out there. So I closed my eyes to the starlit skies, lost myself in dreams. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land. Then I woke up with the stars. There's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from here. As she was passing by, I caught her on the fly. I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert ground, saw the spot I would see no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here.
Take us on out of here with a little psychedelic Johnny Cash. Here we go.